Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Well, good morning, Jim Costa, John Jansen, Heather Park, Gov and Greg behind the glass, Chris Filar on the updates. Good morning.
Good morning, my friend. How are you?
Good.
Happy baseball season.
Happy baseball season. We got it on in the studio.
I know. I can't wait. I don't know if everybody's has their own start of spring, and obviously that's not in the US of A. And it's not outside, but it still feels like spring has sprung.
They're playing
real baseball.
Playing in Tokyo, first pitch in like 10 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
Cubs and Dodgers. This is Jamie Samuelson's dream, because if the Tigers had started in Tokyo, we wouldn't be on right now.
Well, no, there would be.
Oh, well, yeah, there's a little walk-up.
Maybe we would have the first 2 minutes of, hey, not allowed, send it over to Dan Dickerson
here
for the
run,
for the call.
Yeah, there it is.
And it's then 6:10 first pitch, so 5:45 he would go live.
Okay.
Oh, so yeah, right, we'd just be hanging out watching the game.
Chilling, yeah. Possible rain delay in the dome.
Yeah, something would happen.
Right.
Could you imagine?
You'd still have to be here just in case.
Oh, I know.
Oh, yeah.
Technical
sure.
difficulties or something.
Uh-huh.
But could you imagine driving into work listening to baseball? How would you feel about it? Is it a little anticlimactic because it's not your true, you know, return of baseball in a lot of ways?
Well, so we all know that it's, you know, they're really never going to open up in March in Detroit.
Mm-hmm.
And so April 4 is opening day in Detroit. So chances are you're going to be playing on the road somewhere. Why not play in Tokyo to start things off? They're going to actually open up with the Dodgers.
Yeah.
You know, so
yeah, week from Thursday, yeah.
Yeah. So why not just open up in Tokyo with the Dodgers at 6:10 in the morning? I think it would be cool.
So you wish this was us today?
Yeah.
Okay.
I wish it was us. Not, I mean, okay, yeah, short show. That
no,
would
no,
be
no,
fine.
No, no, whatever.
No, but I do wish it was us. I wish it was. It's kind of like the Lions kicking off on Thursday night with the Kansas City Chiefs a couple years ago.
But there's one big difference. That game is prime time at night, settle in. It feels like a big stage. A lot of people are asleep right now. It feels anticlimactic to baseball's back and people are sawing logs.
Okay, well, at this point, I'm not concerned about anyone other than myself.
Okay, John.
and it would be unique. It would be fun. It would be something completely different to start a season.
That so, I agree.
And all right, is it the ideal time? No. Are you going to get the everybody watching? Probably not for the first couple of innings. But at some point, yeah, people are going to turn it on, or they'll listen to Dan and the gang on the radio. How cool would it be to turn on the radio and hear Dan Dickerson first thing in the morning to start the Major League Baseball season?
It would be unique, right? So you get in the car and you're like, bottom of the second, who's due up?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was nothing we've ever experienced. And in Chicago, it's an hour back. It's 5 in the morning.
Oh, yeah.
So
wow.
So you got people who are going to wake up on their 9 to 5, and it's going to be bottom of the sixth. How we doing? Their alarm's going to wake them up. Are we winning?
I just think it would be cool because it's so unique to start the season off. And I don't know, baseball, I don't know if it's unique enough to get the attention of everybody because it's a very regional sport.
Yeah.
And obviously we're talking about an international game, but other than, you know, those in LA who, you know, you want to talk about it being unique. What is it? It'll be 3 a.m. in LA.
Yeah.
How many of the Dodgers fans are going to watch this game live?
It's a great question.
Almost none. They're not going to be up at 3 in the morning unless you are, I can't even describe what that fan would be. Psychotic is about all you could say. And then, and so it would basically be, well, let me turn it on. They would be, it'd be easy, mm-hmm. you know, to be in the vacuum. And you know, and not know what's going on because you're not going to, you know, most likely you're not going to be getting updates in the middle of the night.
Yeah, you'll sleep it off, and then,
and so all of a sudden, you can turn it on in the morning, play the game, watch it as you would want to, and then move on with your day.
You get to this point in the season, this point in the calendar, you're ready for the season. So from that standpoint, it'd be cool if the Tigers were playing today. Hell, I mean, let's just fast forward to next Thursday, and they'll be playing games. From that standpoint, sure. Do I want the Tigers to kick off their season at 6:10 in the morning, taking the selfish radio-ness out of it? No, I wouldn't want them playing right now.
Why?
Because, again, I want to settle into that first game of the season in a more traditional way. Baseball's all about tradition.
Wow, look at this.
I know. I am the
traditionalist, and I just think it
just doesn't feel right.
Honestly, here's what I want. I want the Tigers to be good enough for somebody to want them to kick the season off, whether it's against the Yankees, against the Dodgers, against the Red Sox. Like, those are the three teams probably that are always going to be doing this. And as long as Shohei is playing for the Dodgers, they're going to be the team that's doing it.
Well, if you want to play in this game, you got to sign a Japanese starting pitcher, and then we'll be playing.
We tried.
I know. Right? I know. Everybody tried. 248-539-9797. Is he a starting pitcher?
We have another week to determine that.
AJ yesterday, I think he was on MLB Network, and he said, you know, they got four guys for two spots. Two guys are going to be disappointed. So one of them might be Maeda. I don't know.
Maybe he can play third.
Well, there's
got
that.
Got the arm for it.
Mm-hmm. There's a bit of a Frankenstein situation going on with the Tigers. Lineup chaos. We'll get to it at 6:50 today. Bottom of the hour, March Madness draft. We did this last year, and Heather won. Where we'll each select, draft style, four teams, and we'll get points for how far they go. We'll do that at 6:35. Greg had a great idea.
I'm giving Heather the on-the-radio evil eye.
I'm just smiling.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Greg had a great idea. He suggested we go reverse order of last year's standings.
Awesome. Great idea, Greg.
Yeah.
So Heather will pick last in the first round.
But she'll pick twice.
Yes.
That's snake draft. So mm-hmm. It's catch 22. She's not going to get most likely a one seed.
Yeah,
but she
probably
get two
not.
Twos.
Two twos.
You could have two number twos this early in the morning. Yeah. There'd be a lot of people jealous of that.
Does my number two look like a number one, or does it look like a number three? We'll have to wait and see.
And what is a number three? All right, 6:35. We'll get to that.
We have corrupted you so much. I'm so proud of you.
You also heard in the update, the Pistons pummeled the Pelicans last night. A laugher. There's really no big takeaway other than you like seeing a team come back and respond and not let off the gas and blow out an opponent.
Yeah. I mean, it was basically done by
second quarter.
Oh, end of the first.
Yeah.
And you could probably turn that off, I don't know, 10 minutes into the first and be like, yeah, kind of know where this one's going. It at the end of the first, it was 35-13. I don't know. I mean, did you tune in last night because you wanted to see Zion Williamson? I mean, he had 30. I just don't know why anybody would stay tuned in. Maybe you just want to see a big dude dunk. But there wasn't anything real exciting about much of anything last night.
No, you'd lock in to watch the Pistons run layup lines.
Yeah, Fontecchio had 23. Woohoo! I think Duncan Gator would be excited.
There you go. Yeah, I mean, they ran him out of the gym. And the only thing that you want to highlight is you lose back-to-back, your coach steps up, stands up for you, and there's no hangover, there's no sulking. They're right back to playing the way they're supposed to. Getting ready for the playoffs.
Are we going to, is there going to be a magic number
Oh, yeah. We'll get there pretty soon, right?
We should.
Within the next couple weeks here.
I would think in terms of securing at least the, you know, a playoff spot. Not a play-in game, but a playoff spot. We'll put our number scientist, Greg Hargrave, on that one.
Ticket texters. This reminds me of the pandemic and watching Korean baseball at 3 in the morning. That was so weird, John in Lake Orion. I agree, John. It would be cool once a year or once every couple years to hear them at 6 a.m. You wake up in the morning, get in your truck, you're driving to work, and Tiger baseball's on the radio.
Yeah, I think it would just be cool.
It's 3 a.m. in L.A., 5 a.m. in Chicago. The game is for Japan. The fans are there. It's a great way to start the season, grow the sport internationally. MLB does a much better job at this than NFL.
Okay, yes, the game is for Japan. And when the NFL plays in Germany, the game is for Germany. And those are the fans that will be there.
But I think this person's right. Clearly, Japan likes having this game.
Japan likes baseball.
Japan likes baseball. They have good baseball players. Most money in pro sports doesn't come from the tickets.
Right.
It comes from the broadcast, TV broadcast and radio broadcast, media broadcasts. So you have this country, two teams from this country. Media broadcast is at 6 a.m. Not ideal.
I think someone needs to sign a German quarterback.
There you go.
Yeah, they could. And then it would really be about the Germans.
Germans.
Is that, where's Dean? The Redcoats are coming.
How would you guys feel if this was the Tigers today? Anticlimactic or excited? Hey, baseball would be on this early in the morning. You'd hear Dan Dickerson's booming voice for or against it. We'll get some March Madness coming up at 6:35. A Dave Burkett mock coming up next. Grade the pick. It's 97.1.
We're in that weird time of year where some days it's the furnace, some days it's the AC. You never know. And if your furnace or AC isn't getting the job done, do what I did. Call the experts and the team at Mastercraft Heating, Cooling, Plumbing, and Electrical. Mastercraft has 24/7 emergency service, and they back their work with a 5-year warranty. Now through April the 15th, buy a new furnace or AC, and you're going to get half off installation. They also have generators in stock ready to install. Call to schedule your free in-home estimate, or you can check them out online at mastercraftheating.com. That's mastercraftheating.com.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW, because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour, the boots that turn grocery aisles into runways, and all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hi, this is Debbie, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help you with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. And I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
Yeah, we can also send you samples, fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, no pressure, no hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Oh, okay, whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and get up to 40% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Pistons cruise. Mark Champion on the call last night. They were up 30 points at the half and didn't look back. We had a ticket texter say the magic number is 9. Pistons have 13 regular season games remaining. 9 is the magic number to lock into the playoff and not the play-in. They're already locked into at least the play-in.
I will take that with a measure of just a trust.
Okay.
And belief that they got the number right.
Greg nodded his head, so the math has to be right.
Okay.
Okay. Dave Burkett has a mock.
Okay.
And, you know, we like to think Dave doesn't just throw stuff at the wall. He does his research and talks to people within the team. And he says right now he thinks the Lions will select linebacker Jihad Campbell. Alabama. Says he is
Alabama.
The blend of need and best player available. John, grade the pick if that's what the Lions do.
So you're picking that late. I think we all believe, no matter where Brad Holmes is picking, it's generally best available at that time. It's not need, because the linebacker is not necessarily a need. However, I don't think Malcolm Rodriguez is going to be available by the start of the regular season. Malcolm Rodriguez is never really going to be a... I know he started a couple of games as a rookie, but this is a completely different roster. On any other roster, he's probably never started a game. I think he's a good role player. Jack Campbell, that's your stud moving forward. Derek Barnes is back. They just signed him to extension. Alex Anzalone's on the last year of his contract.
Correct. I believe only Jack Campbell is signed beyond this season.
And Derek Barnes.
Oh, who they just signed.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. And so I kind of actually think it's a sneaky good pick, because he's a do-everything kind of guy. What can he do rushing off the edge? Or do you want to have Jack Campbell rushing off the edge? We all hear about the athletic score. Jihad Campbell has a great athletic score. That was part of the selling point for Jack Campbell. It's been part of the selling point for every pick that Brad Holmes has made. We know how much he values that athletic score. And guys that can be very versatile and do different things. So I don't hate the pick. It wouldn't necessarily be where I'd want them to go. I want them to address more the offensive line at this point. And I know there's been rumor that they're going to sign Will Hernandez from Arizona, recovering from an ACL, had a good, yep, all those things. They may address the depth still on the offensive line, but I would like a nice, young, strapping lad.
Okay.
On that offensive line, a powerful young individual with young legs, a young body, and some ability to water that garden. But having said that, again, I don't hate this pick. I want who is best available at 28. And if they're picking at 20, I don't want them to trade up for him.
So letter grade it. What would the grade be? If this is the pick a couple months away, well, about a month away.
B.
Yeah, that's what I said. B.
Yeah.
Here's the deal with Campbell. First team all SEC. 5 sacks last year, 117 tackles. They moved him all over. He said at the combine, I'm Mr. Do-It-All. I'm a Swiss Army knife. I can blitz through the A-gap, come off the edge, play middle, Tampa 2, man-to-man, whatever you need me to do. I think we both want them to be a little closer to the line of scrimmage with the first pick, but I wouldn't be mad if they got an impact defender at pick 28.
Yeah, a guy that they can use in a number of different ways. And now all of a sudden you've got Jack Campbell, who we know they use in a number of different ways. I think he's a heat-seeking missile. I could see Jihad Campbell kind of being, you'd have the law firm of Campbell and Campbell.
Never have enough Campbell on this football team. Baseball season is also underway, by the way. We are half inning in to the year. Dodgers and Cubs, 0-0.
Ooh.
We talked about what it would be like if the Tigers were kicking off their season in Tokyo, Japan, and if you guys would like that. We'll get to some March Madness fun coming up at 6:35. First, Heather with the news.
Well, you guys, Tigers legend Kirk Gibson is leaving the broadcast booth. Yeah, just less than 2 weeks before the Tigers begin the 2025 season, it was announced that Gibby is stepping down to focus on his health. He did release a statement on Monday, and he said, "Although I may be leaving the booth, my connection with the Tigers remains strong. Over the past 25 years, I have been honored to introduce integral parts of the game from my experience as a player, manager, and coach. I'm incredibly grateful for the support from the Tigers organization, the Ilitch family, and Detroit's loyal baseball fans." He also said that this transition isn't about him slowing down, but it's about him moving forward with his mission to make a difference in the lives of those who have Parkinson's.
He's got that huge facility that's going up.
Yeah, and it's going to open soon.
Yeah, so I'll be... This kind of breaks my heart a little bit because we don't get a chance to hear him anymore. Always had great insight. Just loved the knowledge that he was able to share with the listener. And disappointed that we won't hear him anymore.
Well, we don't have to not hear from him. He's got our number. He was a great sport last year. Yes. He's always welcome on the show. I love that we had some fun last season with Gibby, and I wish him all the best. His battle with Parkinson's is inspiring because he has been working his tail off wishing the best for him.
Without a doubt. One of the three 18-year-old men who was charged in connection with the shooting death of Oakland County Deputy Sheriff Bradley Reckling has pleaded guilty to multiple crimes, and that means a sentencing deal could result in up to 20 years in prison. So if you go back and remember, Reckling was killed last June while he and others were actually investigating a car that was stolen from an Oakland County water park, and he was shot three times. He was driving this undercover vehicle. And on Monday, one of the men involved, Kareem Moore, pleaded guilty to conducting a criminal enterprise, receiving and concealing stolen property, and a felony firearm charge. Because of this plea deal, it removed the possibility of a life sentence in prison, but he will be sentenced on May 2nd. Two others, obviously, are facing charges as well. So the Pontiac woman who abandoned her three children for years could now lose her ability to make phone calls from jail after she, guess what, allegedly communicated with her children. That was one of the things they thought she would do. So they told her, you can have no access to these children. Well, the Oakland County Prosecutor's Office says that Kelly Bryant violated a court order prohibiting her from having contact with her children or their caregiver. They say she called her children's caregiver 10 times between March 8th and March 12th from jail to talk to the kids about the criminal case. And then not only did she call, she also had other inmates call the caregiver as well on her behalf. So the prosecutor's office has asked a judge to revoke her communication privileges.
She didn't communicate with him for how long? 3 years?
Well,
and now all of a sudden she does. I mean, is there proof that
the oldest boy had a cell phone that communicated with mom? I mean, she had to have communicated with them to scare them enough to not leave that home. There had to have been communication that whole time. Otherwise, as a 15-year-old, or you would think eventually if they would leave, but she scared them so much into staying in that townhouse that they never, ever step foot outside except once to feel the grass, right?
So like, disgusting.
It's so, so sad. I don't know if you saw these photos, but it seems nobody is having a better time on spring break than Bill Belichick and his girlfriend, Jordan
Hudson.
Lisa
and I laughed about this so much last night.
Not only did he go to a museum, but he did some beach yoga, if that's what you'd like to call it, posted the photos. Well, he didn't. She did on Instagram.
It's so awkward and weird.
Makes you a little like
It's very like, cringy. Yes,
should I
that,
look or shouldn't I?
Right. So well, awkward. And the fact that, okay, the age difference is what it is. I think we're all uncomfortable with that.
Yeah.
But then they have, like, put their phone down, position it so that they can take these pictures.
Well, she did. I highly doubt he was involved in.
He was involved.
Well, he was involved, but, like, angle it this way. This is my good side. That was all her, where she put the photo and took the photos. But
to John's point, you can imagine the setup that went into this.
Oh, yeah,
this.
Bill Belichick. Yeah, she probably said, here, lay here. I want to make sure that it's centered. Take a little snapshot. Oh, yeah, okay, yeah, this is perfect.
Pull a hammy or something. Like, maybe he did. We don't know, but, like.
Yeah, he looked pretty limber, John.
Yeah, he did.
So weird.
Guys, come on. This is Bill Belichick. I'm sure he knew exactly where to position the camera.
Exactly, yes. Well done. Yes. Beachgate.
It's Heather with the news. All right, coming up next, March Madness Challenge. It's 97.1. This is so funny. Heather is confiding to us off air. I'm so nervous.
This stuff makes me so uncomfortable because I don't know what I'm doing.
Welcome to America.
I get anxious. This is why I don't gamble.
You know what makes us uncomfortable? Losing to you.
Heather, nobody knows any of these teams. This is the madness of it all.
But you guys know way more than me.
Didn't help us last year.
It's true. But I wish I knew something.
So here's how this works. We're all going to end up with four teams from March Madness. We will do it in a draft. It is the reverse order of last year's standings, which means I picked first.
I got second.
Followed by Greg, Tom, Heather. We'll snake it. We'll get our teams. Let's go. We got a lot of teams to get to. And with the first pick, I will select the Duke Blue Devils.
Okay.
The prohibitive favorite, top five offense and defense. They are the best.
Well, I'm going to go ahead and make sure I check that one off. And I'm going to take the Florida Gators. I think they're a team that has size. They can shoot. They can run. I think they're a really sneaky team. And we had talked about it last week, right? The four seed that possibly could have been succumbed to a Michigan State team if they had won the Big Ten tournament. But I think they're playing really good basketball. So I'm going to take Florida. Greg?
The sweet spot in the bracket. Undervalued one seed, and my pick to win it all, the Houston Cougars. Always have had an efficient defense and a great defense. Now they might have Kelvin Sampson's most efficient offense they've ever had. That formula is 19 Virginia who won the national title, so I'll go with Houston.
Did you also see that their average age is just over 23 years old? They're the oldest team playing in the tournament as well.
As you like to say, John, experience matters.
Experience does matter.
Tom?
I'm a little surprised by that. I thought it was going to be Auburn for sure. So with that, I will take the last remaining one seed, Auburn. A little concerned if they play Louisville in the second round in Lexington, but I think Auburn gets right. They still have one of the best players in college basketball. Give me the Tigers. Don't let them get hot.
Heather with back-to-back.
Yeah, there you go.
All right. Well, I'm not upset about this because I will take Michigan State.
Yeah, okay.
Of course, your people.
Of course I will, right? Okay, so now I get to choose another pick.
Mm-hmm.
Tennessee.
Good pick.
Is that a question or?
No, it is. It is my pick. I'm going with Tennessee.
You vacation there? What's
no,
the
I've
thought?
I've never been there.
Oh, okay.
But I'd love to go.
Tennessee's awesome. Nashville.
I know.
Gatlinburg.
Oh, yeah.
It's on my list. Okay. Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
Tom?
All right, so that leaves two seeds. I knew you were going to take State. I thought Greg would take Auburn. I was going to take State fourth. So I knew you would take them. You're Sparty. I mean, come on.
Yeah.
You're people. Between the two seeds, St. John's and Bama. I'm going to go Bama here, although I am concerned if they do play Vandy in the second round, Vandy could also ruin their basketball season because they ruin their football season.
Can they, can they take the rim and throw it in the river?
Yeah.
With the, I'll just take the last two seed. I will take the St. John's Red Storm, the Johnnies.
All right. Well, that gives me an opportunity between, we're obviously down to the three seeds.
Yep.
And Iowa State's had some injuries. Texas Tech has been battling some injuries. Can't stand Kentucky. So I guess I'll go Big Ten and go Wisconsin.
I was the number one team left on my board, and I did build a board for this.
Did you really?
You're such a dork.
The guy.
You're such a dork.
I am.
You're not going to fill out a bracket, but you're going to build a board,
a stupid board for this. Yeah, of course. Now, this is me back-to-back, right?
Yes.
I will go with Maryland, top 25, top 30 in offense and defense, playing well at the end of the year, winners of 11 of their last 13, inside, outside. I like them. Back to back. Here's where I get myself in trouble. I'm going to go with Purdue.
Oh, against High Point.
Okay.
I think they got the potential to win a couple games. I got myself in trouble last year being too bold. Take some points.
All right. I guess I'm left with, I'll take a blue blood, a three seed. I just said I don't really want them to win, but hey, I want to win this. So I'm going to take Kentucky. No particular reason other than they're a blue blood.
Watch out for Kentucky. You know what they say. I'm going to take a team that I think has a Final Four run in them. They are mid-teens in KenPom. Not a sexy record, but I think that is the kind of team that can be dangerous and go on a bit of a run here. I'm going to go with another Big 12 team. Let's go Arizona.
Ooh.
Wildcats.
Good luck with Caleb Love. He'll shoot you in or out of this tournament.
Oh, that's already getting hard.
That's what she said.
Yeah, exactly. So early in the morning.
It happens a lot.
Whoa.
You know what? I'm going to jump on a little bit of a limb here. And I think they can get a couple games based on an injury. And at this point, we're not picking teams to win it. And I need somebody. I don't know. I'm going to go Ole Miss.
Oh,
I'm going to bet on Chris Beard. I think he's a good tournament coach.
Ole Miss. All right. Off the board on that one.
Heather with her final two selections.
Oh, I get to go back to back right here?
Yep.
Oh, God, guys. Okay, you said somebody was injured with Texas Tech.
Yeah, but
is that
it's good
what you
value.
Just said?
Yeah, sure.
But
yeah.
I think I'm going to pick Texas Tech either way. I know nothing about them, but that's my pick there. Why did nobody pick Iowa?
Iowa State also has some injuries.
Okay. All right. Just asking because I don't know. All right. So I'm going to.
Because Iowa's not in it.
Avoid Iowa.
Yeah, don't take Iowa.
I'm
you
not
won't
going
get any
to.
Points.
I'm going to avoid Iowa and go. Let's see.
Long shot. Take a stab in the dark.
Hold on. You guys.
Just pick a team from the tournament.
Do we have a shot clock for Heather?
How about Clemson?
Yeah, you know what? Sure.
Yep, okay. Go for it.
All right.
There are worse teams left.
Yes, there are.
Did you take two teams? I got lost there.
Texas Tech.
I'm
like trying to read names. Yes, I picked two.
So that means Tom's up. Tom's last pick.
Wow. I just think there's so many crummy teams in this thing. Why are we picking five?
Because of this. I want to see the little, everybody's going to squirm a little bit.
I'll go Michigan. Holy moly.
Homer.
Yeah, blue wall.
Good for you. I was going to take Michigan, but this team is on the board, and I will take them. Injuries be damned. Give me TJ Axelberger and the Iowa State Cyclones.
Yeah, that was going to be my next one. So I'm trying to see here. I wanted somebody in that region. Simply because I have...
You wanted to have one in each region.
One in each region. So, let's see. One's gone. Obviously, two is gone, which is Michigan State. Three, Iowa State. Who's the four in that region? I can't read it. I don't have my glasses
Texas
on.
A&M.
Texas A&M. So, I guess I'm going to go with the Aggies. Why not? Let's go with the Fighting Dan Campbells.
They crashed the glass.
Yeah.
Number one offensive rebound team in America.
Thanks.
Four seed. I'll make you feel better about it.
Okay.
They'll probably beat your Wolverines in the second round if they match up.
It's possible.
And then I got the last pick. How about Gonzaga? A top 10 KenPom team. That's for you, Greg. Great free throw shooting, low turnovers. They're senior-led. Mark Few win a couple games here. Maybe they upset Houston in the second round. I'll take Gonzaga.
The most unlikely of champions since they've had other teams that you would pick them to be in the championship game, and they haven't been able to win it. Now, all of a sudden, they don't have the season they think they're going to have, and this is when you take them.
Greg, who is the best team not selected?
Well, you've got Oregon and Memphis that are five seeds. Because every one, two, three,
and four,
and
I believe,
four
were
taken. So Oregon and Memphis were the 2-5 seeds that were not chosen. Clemson and Michigan, the other two, and then the first one off the board that wasn't a
Ole Miss was a wild card, and Gonzaga are the two wild cards we took.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I would agree with that. I mean, obviously, just going by the seeds, I would say the 2-5 seeds that were left off the board with Oregon and whoever
and Memphis.
Else.
Memphis. Yes.
All right, real quick, run through your four teams for everybody.
All right, I've got Houston, St. John's, Arizona, Iowa State, Big 12 heavy for me.
There you go. In the South, I've got Texas A&M. In the East, I have Wisconsin. The Midwest, I've got Kentucky. And in the West, I've got the one seed in the Florida Gators.
All now, part of the reason why I like doing this, too, is putting together the board with the old school logos. That Wisconsin logo, old school, with Bucky Badgers.
Yes, a great logo. Thank you. Yes, I got a Badger and I got a Gator. Got to go old school Gator as well.
Tom, who are your four?
Auburn, Alabama, Ole Miss, and Michigan.
SEC plus the Wolverines.
Yes.
My four teams. The Duke Blue Devils. Carry me. Purdue, Maryland, and Gonzaga. Heather, who are your four?
Michigan State, Tennessee, Texas Tech, and Clemson.
All right. We'll keep track of this. Point for every win.
Who's the first team out? Who do you think?
Of this group?
Yeah.
I don't know. It's probably my Purdue pick.
Do you think they get beat by High Point?
I don't know. It's possible. Top 25 offense.
Might be Gonzaga. Battle of the Bulldogs. In round one.
Yep. We'll keep track of this. Try to beat Heather. It's 97-1. All right, guys. Been telling you about if you find yourself in a situation where you're in a car accident, you shop around, but you need someone who actually cares about you. That's KG Law. Not going to send you somewhere where they park your case and forget about you. The phone number is 877-KG-CARES. Check them out, 877-KG-CARES.com. You'll see results and testimonials on the website. But I can tell you, Lawrence KG is going to view you as not just a number, but someone he wants to win for, and he's done this. He and his team will look after you when you need it most. If you or a loved one has been injured in a car accident, you need to call KG Law now. Visit 877-KG-CARES.com. That's K-A-J-Y, KGCARES.com. Two Grand Slam coming up at 7:25 this morning. Your chance to win $2,000. Good morning. As baseball season is back, we got it on the TV here. 6 a.m. in Tokyo. Well, 6 a.m. here. They're playing right now in Tokyo.
Yeah. Cubs up 1-0. About ready to give the defending champs their first loss of the season. We'll see.
They're mortal. Benetti on the call, by the way. Look.
At least he's getting his warm-up.
Yeah, there you go. And we're gearing up for the Tigers.
Mm-hmm.
Week from Thursday. The Jace Young thing yesterday. Are you sensing kind of a theme here? We had pitching chaos last year. Feels like it's going to be lineup chaos this year.
It's how it's going to start. Well, it was lineup chaos all of last year. I asked AJ that. You know, they have no definitive one, especially with Parker Meadows out. And when Parker Meadows was sent down to AAA last year, it was a cast of characters. At one, you have no idea who then is going to follow it. Two, it's really going to be, okay, right-handed or left-handed pitcher. It's going to be matchup dependent on what they're doing with the lineup. And hopefully at some point, it looks like Spencer Torkel is going to be on the opening day roster, whether it's first,
DH,
third, DH, outfield.
He's not play third.
Well, I mean, he has that in his background.
Sure.
But it's, and if we're talking, you know, chaos, who in the hell knows? But the lineup is absolutely going to be chaos.
No, I'm not. Okay, maybe I should phrase it differently. Platooning, cool. Not knowing who's going to play half the positions on your baseball team,
yeah, not cool.
Who's the center fielder on this team? Who's the third baseman on this team? Who's the shortstop on this team? I guess Trey Sweeney? John, I don't know. Who's playing?
I don't know. Has the nerve woken up yet? Do we have an update on the nerve?
Yeah.
Because if that happens, it feels like that's the linchpin to put everybody back in their right positions.
You bump somebody back, yeah.
Yeah, Parker Meadows at center. Now you've got a definitive center fielder, and you've got a leadoff hitter. You put Riley Green in left, whoever you want in right.
Based on pitching matchup.
Yeah. Right. Correct.
All right, just to prove our point here, let's play a little game.
Mm-hmm.
MLB.com posted the Tigers' projected lineup for opening day last night.
Mm-hmm.
Who's leading off?
Riley Green.
John?
Gleyber Torres.
Jim, you don't have it right yet.
So he's right then.
No, neither one of you.
Oh, we're going back and forth. Yeah. Oh, my God. Colt Keith.
Nope.
Oh.
You're proving the point. This is hilarious.
McKinstry.
No.
Please don't say.
Javi Baez.
No.
Name a Tiger.
Wenciel Perez.
Yes.
There you go.
In Boom. Center field.
Yeah.
This is the frustration. Now, we thought the frustration was simply going to be, you know, who is going to be playing third base? And we found out, you know, a little too late that all the eggs were in the Bregman basket. Bregman decided he wouldn't want to come to Detroit. So then it was the excitement about a young prospect, Chase Young. And he has had an awful, awful spring training. In fact, so bad that they've already sent him down to AAA.
Yeah, did you think that was interesting, too, that they didn't give him another
couple days?
Yeah, give or take.
I think they saw credit to them of not forcing the situation. I don't think there was anything that was going to happen in the next week to make them think that, okay, yeah, opening day, we want him to be, you know, our starting third baseman, whether it's in the field or at the plate, mostly at the plate.
The quote from AJ yesterday on Chase Young, his timing was off almost entirely. Even the first day, I know he ambushed a couple balls to the pull side. He just didn't make the adjustment timing-wise to make this team. That's tough news to deliver. It's tougher news to take. He was pretty blunt about it.
Sure. Okay, that's master of the obvious.
Yeah.
No coach, especially if you like a young player, you like who they are, you like how they're working, and you don't want to send a guy down. Because you want the best for your guys.
You also don't want to sugarcoat it.
Right. And I don't think AJ is the guy that's going to really ever sugarcoat anything. And that's, as a player, that's all you want from your coach, your manager, whoever is leading your team, whoever's making this decision or delivering the news is shoot it to me straight. Don't blow smoke and then I end up in the same spot. Just tell me exactly what it is that I'm not doing, why you're sending me down, and don't beat around the bush, just do it.
See, I think it was so bad that maybe he was going to have a start like Meadows did last year. Remember when Meadows went down? He was hitting under 100. Like, this team can't withstand that in the lineup right now because it's got other problems.
Yeah, I don't think anybody's giving up on Chase Young. You bring up the Parker Meadows point. There's going to be an opportunity for Jace at some point this season if he's hitting to get to Detroit and make an impact.
Could also be a lesson that they learned last year because of what happened with Parker Meadows. Let's not repeat that with Chase Young.
But this is where it gets dicey is when over a year ago we were told that this guy was so good that you couldn't possibly add a veteran because you'd be blocking Chase Young. He still isn't ready, and that's okay. But what's not okay is not having a plan at third base.
That was Vierling.
So it's the injuries, the reason we're doing the lineup chaos.
Well, it's part of it. It's part of the equation. Yes, they didn't sign a third baseman.
He seemed to be more of a right field option for them, who could play third base.
An ideal world, yes. But we all know Vierling has that ability. Like part of the Swiss Army knife is he can play in a lot of different positions. But Vierling is not available. Parker Meadows is not available, both due to injury. Now, all of a sudden, it does. That's why it's a razor-thin roster in regards to what happens if those guys are injured.
Yeah, I mean, Matt Vierling's 28 years old, and I believe he had only played like 75 games at third base in his career.
Right.
Not saying he couldn't do it, but that's a really tough spot when now you're going, all right, it's Zach McKinstry, Javi Baez, Andy Ibañez against lefties, but that's going to only be like 25% of the time. Most starters are righties. They don't have someone who can play third base and hit right-handed pitching right now. Their roster's built very odd, and I know AJ, maybe this is the question to people, do you just trust that AJ is going to tinker his way to a winning record again this season? Because it is odd. They're very left-handed, but at the same time, they don't have someone who can play third base at all right now.
Well, so last year it was all about the pitching chaos. That was the headline. And part of that was because you felt like you had a win once every 5 days with Tarek Skubal, and most of the time you did. He was a Cy Young Award winner. And early on in the season, it was Jack Flaherty. And now, all of a sudden, we still think at the end of the pitching rotation, while going into the season, you've got a number of good options. They will, you know, he will institute pitching chaos, what once every 5 days? Maybe it's once every 10 days because you just, you know, it's matchup dependent. But last year, what was overshadowed was A.J. Hinch pulling all the right strings at the right time of subbing guys in, pinch hitting, pitch running. And every game, it felt like there was a different lineup. Now, we were focused on the batting lineup, but it will be position dependent this year because of the injuries. And if Vierling doesn't come back, like this is where I still think they've got to address the situation. They're going to have to do it through trade. Free agency is over. You're not going to have Jace Young to start the season with, and you're hoping, hey, he goes down there, finds his timing, makes those adjustments quickly. But if that doesn't happen, you're going to have to address it through a trade.
Tom, who was the third baseman in this projected lineup for the Tigers opening day?
Hang on.
Okay. I got a couple ticket tags. This one says, Javi playing third could be a diamond in the rough.
Yes, that is possible.
Well, I think that's something we're trying to talk ourselves into more than it is a likely outcome.
But it is a much more normal transition to go from short to third. It's not like that doesn't happen on a regular basis.
And this texter says, the fact that we're describing the Tigers lineup as chaos tells me they are a team of ragamuffins. It's the last time you heard someone use the word.
Yeah.
I use that word all the time.
Do you really?
Yeah, I tell my daughter that.
That she is
if you don't brush your hair, you look like a ragamuffin. Mm-hmm.
Tigers, if you don't find a third baseman, you're going to be a team of ragamuffins.
Yes. It is literally the Bad News Bears.
So they have Ibañez at third.
Okay, because it'll be a lefty like Lee Snell on the bump, which makes sense.
Javi would be at
shortstop. The other issue isn't just at the plate, it's also defensively. Like, think about this lineup. You're so much stressed at center field without Parker Meadows. It's going to weaken you in the corner if you bump Riley. You're already going to be weaker in the corner. They don't love Kerry Carpenter in the outfield. Torkelson's learning the outfield. Jahan is still kind of new to the outfield. And then we get to the infield, where Gleyber Torres led all of second baseman in errors last season, followed by Colt Keith, who's learning a new position. Are you sensing a theme here? Javi Baez is playing a position he hasn't played regularly since 2018. He's already got a couple errors over there. Like, it's not just at the plate. It's great that you're going to shuffle everybody around, but if nobody has a home and nobody can field their position, this pitching staff's going to be looking around going, another base runner because you can't field a ball?
Right. That's the disappointing part is, hey, a ground ball is still a great pitch. It's still a pitcher doing his job, but if you boot it at second base or if you boot it at third base or you can't make a scoop at first, what good is being able to – the swing and miss is ideal. Are they just simply relying on
strikeouts.
Swing and miss?
Yeah. And I got some good strikeout pitchers, but that is a tough – road ahead. Let us know, how do you guys feel about it? We saw pitching chaos. It sure feels like it'll be lineup chaos for the Tigers when they break camp and play a week from Thursday. It's 97.1.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. Five-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
If you're thinking about GLP-1s for weight loss, listen up. You must make sure you're maintaining your muscle mass while you're losing weight. Otherwise, you can slow your metabolism and regain the weight. Omacid, a natural superfood protein shake, has been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. It optimizes and supercharges your metabolism so you can lose weight easily. Use Omacid with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at omacid.com. That's AlmaSed.com.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.